Mismatch, Tarzan and Jane, Joan of Arcadia, Hope and Faith. These phrases may not ring a bell right now, but stay tuned to network television, and within months, you will be hearing Little But. They are names of new network TV shows slated for the fall. The networks are unveiling their schedules this week, and Ken Tucker of Entertainment Weekly is here with a glimpse of primetime next fall. Ken, what of value is there on television coming for us in the fall?
A value? It's difficult to say.
Sorry to raise the bar so high at the outset. What's new that's going to be on television?
What's new? There's a lot of big names. Whoopi Goldberg is starring in a sitcom called Whoopi, in which she seems to be channeling Red Fox. She plays this very grumpy owner of a rundown hotel, and it has this very dicey supporting character, an Iraqi handyman who makes very bad jokes about weapons of mass destruction. I'm not so sure about that. Rob Lowe comes back to TV so quickly in a show called Lion's Den, L-Y-O-N. He plays a lawyer. That's a law firm. This show was done exactly the same the last season. It was called Mr. Sterling with Josh Brolin, but they just, I don't know, just decided to do it again and call it Lion's Den with Rob Lowe.
Some other big stars, Alicia Silverstone, Robert Klein, a lot of big names. James Caan coming to primetime television.
Yeah, James Caan is in this show called Las Vegas on NBC, where he's the head of a security team. It's really nice to see James Caan in this TV setting, though, as usual on TV, they have to surround him with young cast members to get those young demographics. ABC renewed Dragnet, which wasn't doing very well, but they're going to rename it LA Dragnet. And producer Dick Wolf came out and said, "We're going to surround Ed O'Neill with no cast member older than 30 years old." This was the most blatant ploy.
They put him onto the gang beat or something to keep the suspects all young as well?
Yeah.
So the networks still are vying for those young viewers. And are they still involved in reality TV? Are there going to be all of these contests in the South Seas next year still?
You'll see the Survivors and American Idols and things like that, but in general, they're trying to stay away from those. I know you were a big fan of The Bachelorette, and you can't wait to see, get this, 4 hours of Trista Wren's marriage on ABC.
Through dessert? Are they doing the entire
Smushing of the cake, the garter, I think everything. But the general theme I'm picking up is one of security and law enforcement shows. People want security at home. There's lots more kind of family shows, not swinging single kind of shows. And law enforcement shows like Jerry Bruckheimer is doing a show called Cold Case. I think many of us expected Jerry Bruckheimer, who's done CSI and CSI Miami, to do the logical thing and introduce CSI Darien, Connecticut this year. But
he's all over the place, Jerry.
Over the place. But instead, he's got this show called Cold Case, which is about female homicide detectives who solve murders every week. So there's a lot of that kind of show.
Overall, just give us a bit of context, Ken, for the industry here. Is this a lot of new television being planned for one season, and are the networks really in need of new hits?
It really depends on the network you're talking about. I think that in general, network television is in very good shape. It's really outlasting its the cable onslaught. And I think by turning to these family shows, it's taking a kind of conservative creative bent. Going back to getting big stars, you know, Alicia Silverstone coming to the small screen in a show called Miss Match, where she plays a divorce lawyer by day, matchmaker by night. A lot of things sound corny, but could be quite comforting and entertaining, ultimately, I think.
I assume that's a comedy with Alicia Silverstone.
It's what they're calling a dramedy, believe it or not, because it's an hour-long show. They're reviving that old chestnut idea. But I think it will be pretty funny with Alicia Silverstone.
Well, Ken, thank you very much for that.
Thank you.
Ken Tucker, who writes about television for Entertainment Weekly, spoke to us from our bureau in New York.